Councilor Stevens.
Good afternoon, Taylor. Multitude of conversations with Taylor, New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority, builders, developers in my community, as well as chambers. I voted for this the first time, and I'm going to vote for it again. One of the takeaways from our last meeting was that many of these builders are pre-qualified by using existing funding through the New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority. For example, LIHTC would be one of those funding stacks for projects over 15 units. And Rob DePeace confirmed today that all the developer financing programs within NHHFA have a 30-year compliance requirement, and zero projects within the developer financing portfolio have ever gone to default. So by no means is this luxury housing. The Treasury regulations for record keeping, et cetera, are extensive. And the gaps, which were raised at our last meeting, are true with my builders. We know there is a 17.5% spike in cost for 2021, and it's the volatility is going to continue for 2022. Matt Mayberry, who's the executive director of the New Hampshire Home Builders, concurred. You know, I've heard that some gap funding is needed right now because of the continuing supply chain issues, material delays, and expenses caused by those delays, along with the interest rates going up. I had a builder whose costs went up several hundred thousand within a matter of weeks because of interest rates. I need these units in my district, and I support this program.
Great. Thank you. Further discussion?